Welcome back here to Scott Community High School here in Scott City. Halftime of the boys game, 42-22, Scott City leading Holcomb here at intermission. We go back to the girls game. Well played ball game here for Scott City tonight. They do fall, though, to Holcomb. Holcomb with a lot of firepower in the end, 66-50. Head coach Lori Astar joining us here at halftime. And, Coach, your girls played a well of a ball game tonight. Just there were about three things maybe that affected it: turnovers, the three-point shooting, and probably that 15-0 run in the third quarter for Holcomb.
Yeah, definitely. We made some good changes tonight to stay in the game, only down by four at halftime. You know, I told the girls, don't be satisfied with just being down by four. We came out, you know, and they had, I think a three was their first made basket there in the third quarter. Overall, I think they made five or threes or so like that. So, I mean, we held them under what they shot and made the first game. So, you know, that was a little bit better still. We knew they were going to come out and shoot threes. We held it to them. You know, and those key turnovers, especially whenever we need to score, they're down to the wire, hurt us again this game.
Well, you know, you're down early in that third quarter, 31-24. You guys go on an 8-0 run there to take a one-point advantage, and then Holcomb just kind of goes down on a run. You guys never give up. You keep fighting. You got to within six and then in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think it was around that time as well. They came out in the fourth quarter and kind of started stalling, you know, and we stayed in our defense because I felt like they're not the team that stalled. So whenever they put that shot up, they're going to get antsy. They're going to make a bad shot, and they did. But those are two key rebounds they did on two possessions that we didn't get, you know, and that could have been the difference in the ball game of us coming back, you know, within a couple points there. And, you know, and I think that was probably the only time that we there's a couple other times in the first half where I felt like they own the boards. Otherwise, you know, we did a very good job not letting them get any second chances. And once again, that was down to the wire that we really needed those rebounds.
Absolutely. And, yeah, your two seniors lead you in scoring, 19 and 16 respectively. And, you know, I thought Bailey Nickel elevated her play once again tonight. And I thought you had an elevated play from Aubrey Davis, too. And, you know, I thought everybody really elevated their play tonight, I should say.
Oh, yeah, we definitely played as a team tonight. We had a good solid seven-man rotation going in there, you know, trying to keep everybody fresh, and everybody stepped up. I don't think we lost, you know, any talent or effort whenever we subbed in tonight, you know, and that's a good team effort tonight.
Would you say that's probably, I mean, collectively one of your better team efforts of the year?
It is. It definitely is. Coach Ford and I were talking about, you know, that's one of the losses that we're definitely happy with, the way we played. You know, there we still need a, you know, some things to work on there in the long stretch. But overall, you know, I'm pretty satisfied with the way our girls played tonight.
Well, you have two more regular season games left here before sub-state. You go to Colby and Goodland. But starting off with Colby on Friday night, another opportunity to improve against the team that gave you fits first time around here.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's going to be a lot like we faced tonight, zone defense and outside shooters. So, you know, as long as we play hard tonight, make a few more adjustments, you know, and keep Janessa and Shania in there like we did tonight, you know, and all our key players, and everybody come out with a team effort, you know, I think we can get two more wins to end the regular season.
All right, Coach, I appreciate you stopping by. Good effort for your team tonight, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.